on FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1. Josh Coop.
A man's been jailed for murdering a police officer from Kent who he met on the gay dating app Grindr. Stefano Brizzi was sentenced at the Old Bailey this morning. Joe's got the latest.
Well, the 50-year-old from South London will spend at least 24 years behind bars after being found guilty of strangling Gordon Semple from Greenhithe at his flat in April. The court heard how Brizzi was inspired by the TV series Breaking Bad and tried to get rid of Gordon's body using acid. Thousands of social media messages were sifted through to try and piece together at the events of that evening. Speaking after sentencing, Mr. Semple's family said they were devastated when the news broke of his murder and are still struggling to come to terms with the circumstances.
KMFM News.
A Folkestone man who poured boiling water over his partner during an argument has been jailed for 10 years. 39-year-old Stephen Harris was found guilty of grievous bodily harm after the attack at his house in Marine Terrace back in June. She had to be taken to a specialist burns hospital and was left with scars on her stomach and thighs. Now, the Home Secretary has described 3 days of strikes on Southern Rail planned for this week as totally unacceptable. Amber Rudd says driver-only trains, which are at the heart of the rail between managers and unions, are already being used safely across most of the UK's rail network. Southern is warning passengers not to attempt to travel tomorrow, Wednesday or Friday. Services out of Tunbridge and Ashford are among those that are going to be effective. The search for a woman who called 999 to say she had been injured after falling on rocks near the beach in Folkestone has been called off after fears it could have been a hoax. Specialist search teams and the Coast Guard helicopter spent more than 7 hours looking for her after she contacted the police yesterday afternoon. Searches resumed this morning but have now been suspended. The Football Association is in need of urgent reform. That's according to 5 former bosses. Andy's been hearing from one of them.
The only way to get something done is for outside intervention through Parliament.
That's David Bernstein, one of these former top bosses, who say there are deep problems in the FA. They think it lacks independence, it's filled with elderly white men, and that many of them are underqualified. Folkestone and Hythe MP Damien Collins chairs the Common Sports Committee.
Chairman and Chief Executive simply do not have the power to drive through the change that football needs.
But the Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger is warning against mixing politics and football.
Football is a very special activity that should be ruled by football people.
The FA says it's currently working on reforms.
Thousands have now signed a petition calling for two men suspected of murdering a Dartford man to stand trial. 22-year-old George Lowe was on holiday in the party resort of Ayanapa when he was stabbed in August. 3,500 people are now calling on the government to put pressure on Turkey to hand over the suspects. Police want to hear from anyone who saw a crash between a car and a bus in Folkestone on Saturday lunchtime. 2 people were taken to hospital and 4 more treated at the scene after the collision in Hawkinge. Canterbury Road was closed for a short time while the vehicles were recovered. 4 people have been left homeless after a fire in a block of flats near Maidstone. Around 20 firefighters were called out to the 2-storey building in Sedley Close in Alsford earlier this morning. It's thought to have started in a garage and spread to both floors, causing a lot of damage. And Bromley's Matt Terry won the X Factor with 8% more votes than runner-up Sara Altello. The 23-year-old says he still can't quite believe that he's a winner and is looking forward to his new career.
I would love to get straight into a studio and write and just record albums and get my music out there. I feel like with the influence of this whole experience, I've learned so much already, so I can't wait to just get writing with like my new knowledge.
KMFM Sport with Johnson's Garden Buildings. 20% off everything. Pre-Christmas sale now on.
Starting with football, and Gillingham travel to take on Bolton Wanderers this evening. It's their first game in more than 2 weeks, with more on that and the rest of this lunchtime sport. Here's Nicola.
Well, Justin Edinburgh's side returned to the pitch after winning 3 out of their last 4 league games. And speaking ahead of the match, the Jules boss says he's feeling confident.
We've certainly turned the corner. Still lots of room for improvement, but we're starting to get our better players on the pitch and keeping them out, and we're able to start keeping a settled side, and no surprises that you start to get some settled results, and that's what's happened. So we want to continue that.
Kickoff's at 8 tonight and it's being shown on TV. Sticking with football, and Arsenal will take on German champions Bayern Munich in the last 16 of the Champions League. Premier League title holders Leicester are up against Spanish side Sevilla in their first ever knockout tie in the competition. Manchester City face French outfit Monaco. The 2-leg ties will be played across February and March. And bad news again for England's cricketers. They've lost the fourth test against India. Alistair Cook's side were beaten by an innings and 36 runs in Mumbai. They resumed on 182 for 6 this morning, trailing by 49, and were quickly bowled out for 195, meaning their hosts didn't need to bat again.
That's it for now. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.